This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, how's your heart? Everybody's heart in good shape. Keep it on. Your heart health, very concerning to me at this moment. It's an imaginative scenario. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we start. We're gonna get some really great stuff. It's advanced medicine tonight. We've got Dr. Rasha Bitar at the ready, I hope. And then we're gonna dive into our topics, some related to the scam of the flu shot and the propagandist. One particular doctor from Vanderbilt University coming up. So those of you who know Vandy, fine research university. Apparently, they have dunderheaded doctors involved in what they do. We're going to reveal that in just a moment. But Super Don, I ask you, how's your heart? Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. You know, I do the heart. What do I say? The biking. I did my third biking day in a row, which has been awesome, right? And of course, you think about the cardiovascular workout. You know, that's good for the heart. I didn't expect to get the heart workout before I got on the bike, though.
Oh.
Now. Okay. I asked this question before I went to the air for those watching on YouTube. Is there a herpetologist in the house? And just in case anybody from the FDA is listening.
Herpes?
Yeah, no, and you too, exactly. No, in case anybody from the FDA is listening, it has nothing to do with herpes.
Oh, okay.
It's about snakes! Snakes! I remember Richard Pryor. Snakes make you run into trees. Ah, snake, boom. But the reality is I went into my garage where the bikes are. I was going to take my daughter and her friend out. We were going to go to the bike trail. I was just going to take them on a little bit of it. And I go out there and just about grabbing my bike, and then I look down at my feet, and I hear this hissing sound, and this huge black snake racer, a black racer, starts slithering away from my feet. Thankfully, the other direction, and hides under the luggage in the garage. So I'm like, my buddy, the black snake that I see from time to time outside in the back, outside in the front, apparently lives in our garage, or at least is there now. And I'm like,
nice.
Yeah. So now, because in my mind, I'm not freaking out because I know this black snake. I know it's non-venomous. It would rather run away than eat me. I kind of was startled a little bit. I kind of stepped back onto the scooter, but I was okay. And I watched it. Big snake is eating well, I could see, just slither under there. And then I proceeded to get the girls ready, and we took the bikes out for a ride. Left the garage door open. I don't know if at any commercial break that I leave my office, which is my studio, off of the garage, if I'm going to step on a snake. So are there any herpetologists out there that want to help me catch it and release it? Make sure it's not in the garage on commercial break. I just put that out. Super Don, if you got any pull with a herpetologist, let me know.
Yeah, I've got a few on speed dial. I'll get back to
that. Snake handlers, snake wranglers. Now, speaking of snakes, how about those that are promoting a flu shot agenda? We're about to go to, Vanderbilt University and cover this. I've got some audio clips on this story. Do I need to set this up in terms of our perspective on what we're going to be dealing with, the treachery we're about to dive into?
Maybe. I mean, is there a way that we could describe how you feel about those that push the flu shot, flu vaccine agenda?
Yeah, I think, in fact, I'm going to go to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Where else would you go at this point?
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We must be cautious because you never know where the kindly doctor
is out there just to help you. We're from modern medicine. We're here to help you. It's kind of like Reagan's comment. We're from the government. We're here to help you. I liken it to that.
These are not the syringes you're looking for.
You are definitely not the syringes
there
you're looking for.
There you go. Okay.
All right. So we know that flu shots suck bad, but only a medical doctor from Vanderbilt, what's his name, William Schaffner, not Captain Kirk Shatner, but William Schaffner, MD, thinks that 25% rocks. He's going to say it, but not say it. Give a listen, and we'll start our descent into scum and villainy of doctors who are promoting flu shots.
Well, the vaccine we know, the influenza vaccine, is never perfect. It's never as good as we wish it were. The efficacy numbers, well, they're not bad.
They
were kind of what we expected.
Oh, we expected 25%
against the dominant strain, H3N2, but it does better against H1N1 and against the B strains. And for sure, in our neck of the woods, we've had plenty of H1N1 and B.
Hooray! Okay, so 25%. Well, it's not so bad. It's pretty much what we expected. So because we expected it to suck, we can say it's not really that bad. We kind of expected it. 25%. Oh, my God.
You know, we've been covering this flu vaccine thing for quite a while here. I don't remember in any of the stories I read early on before the flu season where they came out and said, you know, we're expecting it to be 25% effective. They never said that.
They never say that.
No.
Now, who would? Like, we're coming out with this awesome new product that's going to work 25% of the time. Hurry up. Line up. Buy it. No. Who's going to? It's like GMO manufacturers. They don't want you to know there are GMOs in a product because people don't like it. And when they realize how bad it is, it's crazy. Now, this is very politically incorrect, and I'm not going to accuse him of stepping into the wrong territory as he compares a flu shot to a shotgun.
So it's a shotgun. We're trying to prevent as much influenza as we can. And I assure you, no matter what you think of the imperfections with the influenza vaccine, it's a heck of a lot better than no vaccine at all.
Sure, if you hit the villain with the shotgun, it's better than not hitting him with the shotgun. But it's basically a crapshoot. He's admitting, it's a shotgun. We just shoot it up in the air. We'll see. Maybe some of them will land where we want them to, the way we want them to. But, you know, here's where we go to the expansion of this, because they realize they're really fighting an uphill PR battle here with the flu shot, as sucky as it is. So there's the other side of the story, the other half of the story. And let's talk about that, because I've got some questions about what he's going to claim here. Remember, this is William Schaffner, MD, so we must be worshipful, because he's from Vanderbilt University.
And remember, the efficacy numbers only tell half the story. The other half of the story is that even if you get flu, despite having received the vaccine, you're likely to have a milder case, or shall I say, a less severe case. Less likely to get the complications of pneumonia, having to be hospitalized, and dying.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You know what's wrong with that, Dr. Schaffner? There's no evidence to defend anything you just said. Do you understand what your flu shot is? You're propagandizing for? You're propagandizing for an injection of nasty things. Maybe you like them. I don't. With the express sole intent and purpose to elicit an antibody response to theoretically prevent that flu strain from manifesting in your body. Now, you admit that it only works 25% of the time. And then you begin to say, but the other half of the story is, get it anyway, because even if it isn't the right strain, it's going to reduce the duration, the intensity, the likelihood of secondary complications. Pray tell, Superdot, somebody help me to explain the pathways of action, the methods of action here. The flu shot designed to elicit an antibody response doesn't. Now suddenly it's a miracle drug that will reduce your severity and duration. I thought that's what Tamiflu did for maybe half a day. Along the lines of increasing the likelihood of aberrant mental projections and even death we're hearing about. Super Don, this is so embarrassing. This guy should be fired immediately, although they're all equally incompetent in this case. And I know I'm making a broad general statement here, but I'm so disgusted by with the scum and villainy that they're able to, a kindly grandfatherly doctor saying, it's going to help even if it doesn't. And there's no backing. There's no scientific validation to what this guy just said, Super D. It's embarrassing. So, Where is he going to go from here?
It's Dr. William Shai. He's one of the TV guys that they always go to for this stuff. And he has a very grandfatherly look and kind of a pleasant-sounding voice. And it's almost hypnotic in a way, right?
If this was Grandpa, I'm putting him out to pasture at this point. Listen, if you've got nowhere else to go, hey, why not quote Ben Franklin improperly?
We're going to do the best we can with what we have. Ben Franklin had it right. An ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
He can't even get that right. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Not better than, but the prevention he's arguing for isn't even prevention. It's less than a coin flip. It's worse than a coin flip because no matter if it elicits the antibody or not, you got toxic crap being injected into your body. So, hey, I know. Let's get Grandpa. Maybe he can round up all the children to get the shots, too.
Pediatricians and family doctors are trying to vaccinate children. Of course, they need the collaboration of the moms, largely, to bring the kids in. And the children under the age of 8 actually need 2 doses of vaccine if it's the first time that they're getting vaccinated. So each year, the pediatricians and the family doctors are trying to do a very, very large job.
Praise the pediatricians for rounding up the children and injecting them not once but twice with mercury-containing flu shots. Yes, because the first one doesn't work. So let's do it again, the second one. I wonder when he'll go after the old people. But first, before he goes to the old people, he wants to put an exclamation point. Tug at your emotional heartstrings. This is scum and villainy and disgusting. Give a listen.
One of the great sadnesses is that each year as we look at the children who have died of influenza, at least half of them have not been vaccinated. I cannot imagine being a parent of a child that's died of influenza and you had not had them vaccinated. That must be with you for the rest of your life.
Dr. Schaffner,
so sad.
You are a sick, and I can't say the second word I want to say about this doctor for doing that. You know that if 50% of those children that were not vaccinated apparently died, according to this guy, that means fully 50% have, which means it's absolutely inconsequential to the prevention of death. It is completely outside of the realm of validated science to say, man, how sad it is if your child dies and they weren't vaccinated. Well, fully 50% of them were. I wish I could have tied it up in a nice bow, but I'm going to continue. I've got some more clips you've got to hear. Folks, you've got to be able to see through the medical matrix. We're going to help you do that right here, right now, after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So you and your children, your grandchildren, and grandma and grandpa don't fall prey to this dunderheaded, dangerous doctor. Oh, sure, he's nice as he injects you with mercury. How is that nice? Unless you redefine nice.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Scott Bell Show.
One of the things that is a takeaway from today's information about the vaccine efficacy, we know it's not nearly as good as we would like, which means, for sure, we need a better influenza vaccine. The manufacturers are working to try to make better influenza vaccines step by step. You know, in the last several years, we've had two vaccines licensed for people age 65 and older that seem to work better in that population, the high-dose vaccine and the vaccine that's made with an adjuvant.
There you go. William Schaffner, Vanderbilt University MD, dunderheaded doctor, promoting now grandma and grandpa get the shot, people his own age. You know what? You grandmas and grandpas out there, if you live near Vanderbilt and you find this guy, I'm not saying visit violence on him, but somebody needs to, how do we say, proverbially, right? Not literally. Slap the guy up the head and knock some sense into him.
Rhetorically,
thank you.
Yes.
Because this guy is advocating vaccine violence now against his peer group. Because these double-downed adjuvant vaccines, you know, you already went after the kids, double, we got to do two shots for the kids. Now we've got the super strong, more adjuvants, more aluminum. We're going to see more Alzheimer's, more dementia, more heart attacks, everything else that comes with heavy metals being injected into old people. Mercury, too. Yeah, we need better. You know what? We need to go beyond doctors at this point because they're the number one danger in our culture. I'm telling you, and it ain't the kids that are shooting up the schools. That's scary enough, but who's causing that to happen? Who's writing the prescriptions? Who? Tell me, is it the pharmacist? They're not writing the scripts. They're filling them. That's problematic enough. But this guy, William Schaffner, now wants to be an old people killer, in addition to targeting the little children. How about a better flu shot, right? We'll leave the light on for you, Schaffner. Do we need a better flu shot? How about understanding how the immune system really works? Let's see.
And there are other folks out there trying to make a better influenza vaccine. So the lights are on in the research laboratories at night. Of course, the holy grail would be the so-called universal influenza vaccine.
Yeah, you know, this sounds more like Harry Potter to me, Super Don. This guy's going Harry Potter. It's like they did a PR study and they gave him talking points. Universal flu shots, holy grail? Did he say holy grail? I mean, they're throwing everything at this. I'll tell you what this is. This is not a holy grail.
We have the holy hand grenade.
Yes, of course. The holy hand grenade of Antioch. Oh, Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits.
That is what he's really talking about, a holy hand grenade. And if they came up with the so-called universal flu shot, they say, oh, well, we can then take those shots every 5 years, every 10 years, until they find out it doesn't work, and then they say, oh, we got to do two shots and three shots. They did this with Gardasil. But then we'd have more compliance because people are just, they've got vaccine fatigue. Vaccine fatigue. Really? No, it's the fatigue caused by injecting toxic poisons into otherwise healthy people or people who are already chronically immune suppressed. Because you think the only way that their immune system will work is if you can artificially punch them, beat them near death to facilitate the manifestation of an antibody that will not protect them because their immune system has already been destroyed by the likes of you, Dr. Schaffner, and all you flu vaccine flunkies that can't even read the peer-reviewed literature. And even as you do and acknowledge your flu shot sucks and doesn't work, you make excuses. You do mental gymnastics. You've gone mental because you can't conceive all that work you did to become a medical doctor with a medical degree. You're throwing it out the window with every idiotic and stupid statement you make about flu shots and targeting young people, old people, everybody. You're going to lose everybody eventually. The more you squeeze, the more you try and promote an agenda of toxic injections to elicit antibodies that it doesn't even elicit. So then you begin to make stuff up. I said stuff. In order to keep them coming back for more, it'll only work to the degree that people are willing to subject themselves to torture. That is right. This is tantamount to a holy kind of intervention. The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And it's not just about sacrificing your children on this altar of this church, the vaccinology division, you know what I mean. It's about sacrificing grandma and grandpa. It's about sacrificing women who are pregnant. And we're on to you. And it's not just me. It's not just Super D. You know what's going on here, folks. I'm going to talk about the changing definitions of flu pandemic as well before we move into the school shooting.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I don't know if you like it when I'm animated. Tonight's your night, folks. We'll see how long that lasts. Maybe I can chill out when Dr. Bittard joins us a little later in the show. But this is a place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and not to back down. When confronted with authoritarians in the medical dictatorship or doctatorship about vaccines, and had to let loose on that. Folks, I said some stuff on the break.
Oh,
this is why you need to catch the YouTube, because you'll hear things I would never say on the air because the FCC doesn't allow it. Just happens today. You can feel my passion, can't you?
You went all Howard Stern on us on the break. What's going on, man?
I don't know. Is that a Howard Stern moment? No, I don't think so.
No,
his
no.
topic is completely different. So I'm trying to save children, save grandpa, grandma, pregnant. You know, I'm not trying to titillate, so to speak. That's not my intent. Now, briefly here, a new article. It's actually old information. John Rappaport and I have been talking about this since, like, 2009. We've been on the air since 1999. I started in radio, so we're in our 19th year beginning here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It used to be called Jumpstart Your Health years ago.
That's
now,
right.
What do we got? Incredible pandemic hoax from the Ministry of Truth. What is this? This is in 2009. Remember this clearly. The WHO, the World Health Organization, they defined pandemics as massive outbreaks, enormous number of deaths and illness. Now, when you heard the word pandemic, it meant something. It's like, holy camoly, this is serious. People are dropping like flies everywhere. We got to do something. But in 2009, that all changed. They needed somehow to have an emotional impact of what they were presenting about the swine flu when the swine flu didn't, in fact, do what they said it was going to do. It wasn't a pandemic. But they didn't back off on that and say, well, it's not a pandemic. No, they just simply changed the definition of pandemic. Now, they don't require massive numbers of diagnoses, massive numbers of death. It's irrelevant. So the word pandemic doesn't mean what you think it means, what it should mean, what it used to mean. So whenever we have, and I've said this about the CDC, remember when Julie Gerberding, I used to call her Chicken Little Gerberding, because she goes, the sky is falling, 36,000 people. We've shown that to be bunk. Peter Doshi is referenced in here, brilliant young mind, PhD now. He was a candidate at the time we had him on years ago talking about this. The idea that they could just make the stuff up. I'm not kidding you. The authoritarian, you want to talk fake news? Fake news coming out of the CDC, fake news coming out of the WHO, and guess what? The fake news reporters from ABC, NBC, CBS, BBC, Brits, just parrot it like it's gospel. Again, the holy hand grenade comes into play. You begin to see a picture forming in your mind, in your mind's eye. You begin to understand that the things we've been reporting on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show have proven to be right time and time and time and time. He's like, enough already, Robert. Why do I even bother showing up? Because you're there. You're here. And you're doing your level best to walk through life differently. And people are seeing the fear that is no longer in your eyes because you see through it. You're afraid for your family members. You're afraid for your friends and your loved ones. I get that. But we cannot control the decisions that they're making, nor do you want to take on that karmic burden. But you want to be there for them when they're ready. And the best thing you can do to be ready is to walk strong and tall about what you know to be factually correct, accurate, and true. And when you get to that level of knowingness, nothing can sway you, nothing can push you or tip you over, then they'll either stop messing with you because they're annoying you right now, telling you you're the kook, or they may one day show up and go, hey, what was that you were telling me 20 years ago? I'm barely alive, but maybe you can help me now. Whatever that is. So check out that article from John Rappaport published on today's Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Also, the HHS, let me see, there's another HHS article here, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 20 cases. Oh, yeah. By the way, that year that they said it's still a pandemic, there it turned out there were like 20 cases of swine flu and no deaths, and it became a national emergency. Just to give you perspective, the bigger the lie, the more believable it is. Folks, that's how it is. Don't go in little. Go big. Go big or go home, as they say. And they go big, and I send them home. All right. So now let's get into a topic that is not funny at all. That wasn't either, but perspective is in order. Our good buddy Mike Adams doesn't hold back on these things. And there's an article he put out today's National News. On the same day that 17 children were murdered in a Florida high school. I don't know if it was all 17 kids, right? 17 deaths. So it was kids and adults. Were murdered in a Florida high school. Almost 300 Americans were killed by FDA-approved prescription medications. Now, is that factually accurate and true? Well, the numbers are accurate, okay? Is it, how would we say, politically expedient at this point in time to bring that up? Probably a little inconvenient because, you know, they say, is it too soon? But I am consistent here. Super Don, you and I talked about this before going on the air, that it's still raw, it hurts, and I wouldn't take away anything from anybody hurting emotionally. I'm so sorry for what happened, but I also will tell you this, because I've got, again, friends on the political left. I've retweeted things about arming the teachers, arming, you know, guards in the that know how to use and protect children that are in these prison places. I call them public education units, schools. They were prisons, basically, at this point. It's inevitable they're going to have to arm because, well, let me just say it this way. I've never sent my kids to government indoctrination centers. I was a product of them. I came out of it. I had to unlearn most of what I learned. All the way through university level, I had to unlearn most of it. I didn't want to subject my kids to that. But if I had to send my kids to a school, if I had no choice, I would be darn sure that the teachers were either armed and ready and able and capable, or somebody or a number of people were there. Just so you know, consistently, I would send my children only to a school that has armed defense at this point in time, particularly when, because it's a kill zone, it's a slaughter zone, you put up a sign that says, no firearms allowed. This kid who didn't want to die, 19 years old, goes in there and slaughters innocents. And then a mile away, he's caught. He didn't kill himself. Sometimes that happens where nothing you can do to prevent a suicide attack at that point. But this guy, he knew they were defenseless. And the argument is, well, let's make everybody defenseless. I can't go there. But let's step aside from that for a moment and recognize that you don't get the school shooting phenomenon. You know, the coverage, the hour. You know, it's like it's an airplane that drops from the sky. We've done this analogy over the years. The number, like 33 jumbo jets going down a year, or is it a month? Equivalent to the amount of people who die due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So on that day, the stats say 300 people died, not all in one schoolyard. Here, there, everywhere. In a hospital, out of hospital, outpatient, all over the place. But you don't get that kind of coverage. In fact, and Superdon, you can maybe, I don't know if you saw this, but I see something going around that even on Sean Hannity's Fox News program, somebody began to speak about the relationship between SSRI drugs or psychiatric drugs and these school shootings. And they were cut off and it was stopped and it moved on. Now, I didn't see this, but I'm seeing that reported.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in relation to Sean Hannity, but the narrative right now that's being pushed, and I did notice this, and it's a pattern, and I am behind this theory that they are doing whatever they can to get away from any talk about mental illness when it comes to the school shooting at this point. And that what they're doing is they're saying that it's a stigma that, you know, if you, and they're going after Trump for this because Trump has talked about the mental illness aspect of this thing.
Sure.
And when you say, you know, mental illness, you know, what I'm meaning is that in relationship to the pharmaceutical drug angle on this.
Right.
You know, because listen, I mean, when people get, they suffer from mental illness and they go to a doctor, what is it 99.9% of the time is going to happen?
They're going to be prescribed
pharmaceutical
SSRI.
Drugs.
Right. Yeah, and so what I said, again, just like I referenced Grandpa Schaffner, the most dangerous thing you can do when you have a mental illness is go to a medical doctor. I know, people are going to be shocked because the people who take SSRIs, they defend them. They're like, oh, how dare you? You blasphemed their church, their belief system. And this is not to say that some of these people don't feel better when they're recycling the serotonin, but they're being drugged out of reality instead of addressing the reality that they are nutritionally deficient and heavy metal toxic. Their microbiome has been altered and destroyed by doctors granting them a privilege to get what? Here, write this, have another prescription for an antibiotic. Keep destroying your gut, you destroy your brain. You will be frightened of fat because the doctors say fat causes you to be fat. It's dangerous. Stay away from fat. And, of course, fat is necessary because the bulk of your brain is made of fat. So, once again, I am on a bit of a tirade here. And, yes, I took my CBD, but I am overriding it because I don't want to be calm about this. I want you to hear my outrage. I want you to feel my emotions about this subject. But it's not irrational emotionality. What is irrational emotionality? It's the guns. Oh, yeah, it's the guns. It's these inanimate objects. There were slaughters that occurred from swords, from knives, from bombs. It's not what you use. It's the person wielding the weapon. That, for some reason, for some people, is too difficult to comprehend. Again, I get it. If you're emotional, you're not thinking clearly. But the guns are they're the tool. You're not going to get rid of guns in America. The Second Amendment is here to stay. I know people go, oh, well, maybe California, if it falls into the ocean, they can start their new Lemuria with no guns. That's not going to happen here. So your argument to make everybody equally defenseless so that the next SSRI-induced shooting comes in, they know, hey, there's nothing stopping them. That, to me, is mindless response. And yes, it's politically incorrect. It's probably insensitive. But I will say it because it's not the first time. I'm talking about the pattern, not just this one event. It's been covered for years. And because the mainstream reporters that ask about it, like a Cheryl Atkinson, get fired from the mainstream news, and even Fox News, which you think sometimes actually covers some stuff that makes sense, you go, oh, wow, look at that. Even they apparently are not allowing this discussion to go further about the psychiatric angle, the drugging angle on these mass shootings, these mass killings. So 300 a year? No, 300 a day due to FDA-approved drugs. Not covered in the news. The advertisers, 50, 60, 70% of all ads, depending on the program, mainstream news cycle, big pharma. They cannot afford to bite the hand that feeds them. Do you understand why the new media is so vitally important to your health and safety? Your very vitality. Who does not rely on pharmaceutical advertising to continue? Listen to those people. They're probably going to speak more of the truth than you'll get any day in the evening news or the 24-hour news cycle on CNN and MSNBC for sure, but even Fox News. Folks, there's another article I don't apparently have time to go into about how to kill 300,000 Americans and get away with it. Of course, you've got to be the government. Of course, you've got to be the FDA. And of course, you've got to be beholden to the pharmaceutical drug interest. And it has everything to do with opioids and the real story of the opioid crisis, how it was manufactured from within. Purdue Pharma is involved, but they couldn't have done it without the complicity of your government. Go read it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Or maybe here's not Robert. How's that? Robert, you know, I don't know what happened. I'm going to guess he is suffering a power outage. The computer has a problem with it, or a large meteorite has landed somewhere around his house because he just dropped off there during the break, and the YouTube video has gone down. So we'll wait for him to reconnect. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know, coming up in the second hour, it is Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll have Dr. Batar with us, and we'll be covering some interesting stories. One of them talking about a woman who survived breast cancer, but as we have talked about many times on this show, she came very close to dying, not because of the cancer, but because of the treatment, a side effect of the treatment. And we'll be talking about that particular treatment and how crazy it is. And what they're doing to try and reverse it, I think, is almost as crazy as the treatment that caused it to begin with. We'll also be getting into an interesting theory. This is an article out of Health Impact News talking about, and here's the headline. I'll just let you chew on this for a little bit before.
Buzzball.
Who's on my show? Get off
chew
my show.
Buzzball. Hey, are you talking coffee enemas without me?
I am not talking coffee enemas, but let me finish. Let me finish the tease here on this. Posing a question to you, and just think about this for a second. Are many of the modern diseases that we're experiencing now perhaps linked to the failed mass swine flu vaccination in 1976?
Oof, that's a big one.
That's a mind bender a little bit there. And we'll go a little bit more into that to kind of explain why. And apparently there are some interesting statistics that might make people go, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, do you want to know how to live longer? Are you ready for this? Super Don, you haven't covered this yet? Well, I was knocked off the air by an internal lightning strike. I think.
Oh, is that what it was?
So,
did the snake bit through the wire? Oh, did we just lose Robert again? Robert's gone. Look at that. All right. Well, we'll get this figured out on the break. But as Robert was starting to go into here, we've got an article here from the UK where apparently they have found the Fountain of Youth. Now, you hear every once in a while in the news different theories as to, you know, what it is that's going to make you feel younger. It's going to keep you younger. Oh, this there you are. You're back.
Yeah. Okay.
You're back.
It's going to keep you younger. If you want to live to 90, according to this article, you should drink more booze. And gain weight.
And gain weight.
I can't make this stuff up.
Well, yeah. You know, this is almost as crazy, or I wouldn't say crazy, but you almost want to have the same reaction to this as if you remember when you were on with Jerry Doyle, and Jerry Doyle asked you about how to lose weight, and you told him, eat more fat.
Exactly.
Right? It's like, wait a minute. Now, listen, this article does not say what you need to do is go out and get drunk and weigh 500 pounds. Okay, that is not what this is saying. But apparently, and I've seen actually some articles about this particular topic, especially when it comes to alcohol. And if you follow health headlines, it seems like, I don't know, maybe like once every couple of months, you get an article that comes out and either says, A, alcohol will kill you, or alcohol will make you live longer. It keeps going back and forth and back and forth, and the devil's in the details in this particular situation, because they're never talking about go out and drink a fifth of gin every night. Okay, they're talking about having a couple of glasses of wine, or in moderation, and that there are actually some good things that can come from a small amount of alcohol on a regular basis. The problem is, there, most people don't just have a sip of wine once a day. Usually, they go through a bottle, right?
Well,
not what they're talking about here.
Good news for you: drinking two cups of coffee a day lowered the risk by 10%.
Yes.
If you went to three cups, I won't even go there. But
The
idea is. No, moderation, of course. Moderation in a toxic world, it's a little different. Do extra things to help your liver, and you'll live a longer, healthier, more vital life, well into old age, without dementia, in fact. Stay away from flu shots. If you didn't get that message, if you didn't get that memo, you haven't been paying attention. Folks, we got advanced medicine coming up next hour. We'll see if we can get the video stream going again. We were knocked off for a moment. Super Don carried forward, as he always does. And I will continue to carry forward behind the scenes and hopefully not get attacked by a black racer snake in my garage outside my studio. And if I do, I'll still make it back, because I love you, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.